But there's one that says Ajahn is the knowing, in quotes, awareness, presence, consciousness. Can you say a little more about this? Thank you. Well, it's kind of a more than a little bit, but the word knowing, you know, has different aspects to it. There's a lot of different kinds of knowing or knowledge that the Buddha talks about, and it's all the way from knowing things like facts or concepts that are, you know, kind of on a intellectual basis, understanding things, words and meaning, teachings that we read about and think about and ponder about. That's a kind of knowing, kind of abstract conceptual knowledge. And then there's other different kinds of knowing that the Buddha talks about, more like direct knowing, like directly knowing, say in the Anapanasati Sutta, the in and out breathing. You know, one directly knows I am breathing in, one directly knows I am breathing out. So really taking that direct knowledge to the bodily experience, the oh, okay, not just thinking about it or conceptualizing about it, but actually really directly experiencing aspect of the body or the mind without evaluation, judgment, proliferation, but just directly knowing it in and of itself. So there's that kind of knowing. There's the knowing that comes with the knowledge of, you know, the three characteristics, anicca, dukkha, anatta, looking at experience through the lens of Dhamma. A different kind of knowing, and the knowing, you know, the highest form of knowledge is direct experience of the Four Noble Truths, seeing for oneself directly the arising of dukkha, the cessation of dukkha, and how that comes to be. So these are all different versions of knowing or understanding. And at its base, awareness, presence are aspects of this, like awareness often is kind of, I've heard this described as kind of like the fundamental quality, the underlying quality of the mind, of the heart, citta. That's its basic characteristic of citta in its pure sense is awareness. Consciousness tends to be in the Buddhist, consciousness is a very tricky word because it means a lot of different things in the English language. In the Buddhist sense, it's the word that's used most often to translate vijnana. And at its roots, looking back at vijnana, vi means like divided. Jnana is knowledge, so it's divided knowing or divided knowledge, and commonly refers to the knowing in relation to any of the particular six sense bases. So the consciousness or the knowing related to visual activity, hearing, taste, touch, smells, and also the intellect, the mind, the thinking mind, the evaluating mind. So it's the consciousness or the awareness that is constantly moving amongst all of those six sense bases. And so it is a form of knowing, but it tends to be more specific to whatever sense bases it's activated at any one moment in time to weave this sense of continuity. So that's generally how more consciousness is used. It is a form of awareness, but it tends to be more specific.